start also with the Pledge of Allegiance?
Okay, so today is Tuesday, November 28th, 2023 at 6:08 p.m. This is a regular meeting of the Board of Apportionment and Taxation. Mr. Chair, if you want to call the meeting to order.
Yes, I'd like to call the meeting to order, and if we can rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States
of America and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation, under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Luis, can you conduct the roll call, please?
Yes, sir. Mr. Alberta? Mr. Alberta?
We could try to put everybody on mute until we do the roll call, please.
Mr. Carlone?
Present.
Thank you. Mr. Roche?
Present.
Mr. Gray?
Present.
Miss Mancini Wright?
He's excused.
Ms. Orazetti?
She is excused.
Dale? You're there. Ms. Patel?
I'm here.
Bertoso?
Excused.
Mr. Santos?
Present.
And Ms. Simmons-Derby? Okay, we've got five.
So far, we do not have a quorum.
You want to give it another 5 minutes?
Well, you could start, Mr. Chair, you could start the public portion and the other things to...
We'll go down through the agenda and the list that we have there. Thank you, Mark. I don't think there's any additions, deletions, corrections. And we're not going to adopt of the agenda.
Well, but I believe there are some. I think there were a second agenda or second or third agenda. Were there corrections? Or some corrections that need to be made to some line item numbers and so forth?
Correct. And go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, this is Mike. I had gone through the agenda last night and noticed there were some errors or items that didn't carry over correctly. I did speak with Nancy this morning. And I believe she sent a new agenda out to everybody that had the corrections in it.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. One of the, deletions from the agenda that I would like to recommend and potentially have a discussion is about the human resource number 8.
Well, you don't have a quorum, so you can't really do anything about that. Or you can lay them out and then vote if you get the quorum by the time you're ready.
Okay. They want to discuss that one if we have a quorum. Everything else, like Mike said, I reviewed it too. And I spoke with Nancy during the week. Everything seems to be okay.
Did anybody get a listing of, an explanation of what these transfers were? I know we asked for it last month, and I think we asked for it last week. Did anybody get one?
I believe the transfers are straightforward. They are funding overspent line items. That was not what was requested. What was requested was a crosswalk table of the account numbers. which I believe you all received.
Well, I got mine today. For some reason, your email didn't come through to me, but...
And
Jen, you muted yourself.
Sorry, I leaned on the mouse. We asked for an explanation of what these transfers were. I was just wondering.
Once again, I will explain to you that the transfers are self-explanatory. It's transferring funds from unspent line items to line items that were overexpended.
But what's the explanation? Why is litigation overspent? I mean, you know, what?
There are certain things the city has to pay for, whether we like to do it on time and go through the boards ahead of time. I mean, that's your call. I mean, when we go out and have attorneys representing us, we have to pay for it. It doesn't wait for us to turn around and have you guys come for a quorum.
No, so I'm asking as for an explanation as to what it is. What exactly it like, is.
If you would like
seems
copies
to be
of the
an
invoice.
Awful, a lot of money going to legal services.
If you would like copies of the invoices that were charged to litigation along with the different line items that are included in our legal counsel line, I'll be more than glad to have my office make copies of those invoices and provide them to you. They vary from appraisals to litigation on FOIs. When it goes to the attorneys, it goes to property negotiations, liens. I mean, there's a lot behind it, and I'd be more than glad to have my office spend the hours to pull the stuff out to tell you exactly what they are, or I can
all they
print
have
out
to
a
do
list.
Is write it down and give us an explanation. I mean, we're always supposed to get something and we never get it. So why would I think that all of a sudden now we're going to get it?
I'm not sure what you're saying that you're supposed to be getting, because
we asked for this last meeting that we would get an explanation of what all the transfers were.
The explanation,
and you said yes, you would get it to us.
The explanation for the transfers are exactly what's on the page. It's to cover over expenditures on certain line items. If you guys would like the detail for every line that has been charged to a line item, I will be more than glad to have my staff pull it out. It will not be done in the next 2 days. I don't have a staff of five, but it will get done and forwarded to you.
Let's do that for now, because now 6:16 and we still don't have a quorum. I see this agenda as it stands right now. We can't do anything unless we have a quorum.
Well, we can do the public portion, right, Mark?
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah. Anybody from the public would like to speak? Would anybody from the public
I
like
would
to
like
speak?
I'd like to say something.
Yeah.
Chris, we're going to miss you. It was great having to work with you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Also, I'd like to thank Robert Roberto for taking over and the way he did. I think it took a lot from him as far as going over stuff and spending a lot more time than he really thought he had that there was. But he did a great job, and I'm happy that he was in charge of our board for a while. That's all.
Thank you, Chris. Is anybody else in the public like to speak?
Oh, just one more. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you. Roberto, I'd like to, Joe DiMartino, Mayor-elect, I'd like to just reiterate Jen's comment. Chris Carlone, you've served on the tax board for quite a while, and we appreciate everything you've done for the city, and you will be sorely missed.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And welcome to the fun.
Thank you.
Looks like I'm the only public, so I guess I will speak. My name is Karen Chemises, 25 John Street. And I would like to thank all of the members that are leaving and all the members that are coming back. It's been a long 2 years, but hopefully the next 2 years will be more fruitful. I was hoping to hear some conversations as far as the finance position, that you'd found somebody and you were raring to go. Listening to the questions about the transfers, it's disturbing to think that we have paid bills that were not authorized by this board. I think that's why Agatha's not here today. But with that in mind, it's has been a long, long time since we've really had a strong finance office since the passing of Joan Williamson. It's never really found its place. So I'm hoping that you find someone with as much enthusiasm as Joan always had, and also the wisdom to make the right decisions. Even looking at just the reports that were submitted tonight, there's errors that just pop out off of the screen that you sit there and you wonder what errors are not being spotted. I noticed that the tax assessor is paying for rags, grit, and grease, $4,000. I don't know how that fits into her account. I see that we have LOSIP funding, that we receive funds, but yet we haven't had capital planning, nor have we submitted anything to LOSIP or received money from the state. There just was no transfer from the state for LOSIP. And finally, on your agenda there, you're asking to increase the police outside services work. You have to, I believe, transfer first out of revenue and put it into that line item. It's not just a matter of simply increasing it. With that, the outside work was always, to my understanding, it was in excess of what the police officers were actually paid. And the reason for that was because the officers are using city equipment, they're using gas and everything. So that expense was also part of that outside work that should have been charged to the various contractors. We have less money in revenue than we have in what we've paid out to the officers. So certainly that's something that should be raised to the police department to get more clarification on that regard. We seem to be losing money on that. Possibly it could be because we had things going on that were city related that the officers were paid, but it would be good to have a clarification. The more that we can be clear, the more we can understand the reports. It'll be helpful for everyone in the city of Derby and all of the Board of Apportionment and Taxation members here now and in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen, very much. Well, good points for all of us to be attentive to, not only as myself, as this will be my last meeting, I guess, to participate in this wonderful board and the support that I've gotten for the past couple of years, and now being a public person and a taxpayer in Derby, I still will be on the lookout, as what Karen is saying, you know, as we should be doing a duty for the people of Derby and dotting our I's and crossing our T's. Anybody else in the public would like to speak?
I have one more observation there, Roberto. Karen, you bring up the reports. I don't know if anybody looked at the dates on the reports. These reports were dated 10/23/23, which was the day before our last meeting. So I don't think they're up-to-date reports. So I think whatever we're missing here, it's a whole month difference. So that was just an observation.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Roberto, if I may.
Yes.
I want to thank Chris, and I want to thank you both for your service to the city and the citizens and the time, the sacrifices you've made with your family time, and all the work that you put in. Thank you very much for all that the two of you have done.
Thank you, Mike.
Right. I forget Roberto's leaving too. I'm so used to talking to you on the phone. I forget that you're not going to be here. Oh my gosh.
Thank you, Mike Olson.
Mr. Roberto, Chairman.
Roberto, same thing from me too. You stepped up. You were the chairperson. You did a great job chairing the tax board. And we certainly appreciate everything you've done for the city.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, may I interject on a comment on the public?
Sure.
Okay. LOSIP is a reimbursement from prior years. So it has nothing to do with what we've done for your capital improvements. You guys are correct that we have not done a capital commissions meeting and we need to do that. As far as police private duty, the revenue is collected does not offset the cost that the police department incurs. Year after year, they turn around and increase the budget to reflect what they collected by billing out. They bill out above and beyond the cost of the police officer to cover their actual in-kind services, such as pension. And with regards to the reports being dated as they were, the transfers reflected are from the date of those reports. So if I change the date of those reports, it will not properly reflect the transfers that were requested. There's a few other things, but if you guys would like to email any of your questions, my email address is depfinance@derbyct.gov, and I will get to your questions as soon as I can.
Thank you very much, Nancy.
And Mr. Roberto, thank you as well. And Michael Gray, thank you again for all your help. You've been an amazing member of this team.
Thanks.
And Nancy, before ours, anybody else from the public would like to speak?
Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
Mark Garfalo, I'm the town clerk. Just want to congratulate the entire board on their time in these past 2 years. I'm sure we're all happy to close this page in this chapter of the city's history as it relates to this board, and apologize to all of you for what you had to endure, and many of you as new members under a very less than optimal situation. And I hope that things will improve with respect to transparency and the financial integrity of the city. I want to thank the outgoing members, Mr. Carlone, served many years and with integrity on the board and being an independent voice, expressing his opinion on things. So thank you for that, Mr. Carlone. And also, especially to our chair, Mr. Santos, who stepped up and worked in a bipartisan way to lead this board again under less than optimal conditions. So thank you for that service. And just to call out the other three members who will not be returning, Mr. Alberta, Ms. Orzetti, and Ms. Pertoso for their years of for their service to the board. Ms. Pertoso spent many years on the board, and thank her for her service. So wishing everybody well. And again, thank you. The volunteer service for our city is what, you know, keeps us going. So it's been a pleasure to enjoy your confidence, your support, and the work that you did on behalf of the city. And want to wish you all well and the next chapter of your lives, and certainly for a happy, healthy holiday season and a prosperous 2024. Thank you all.
Thank you, Mark. Just want to continue with the agenda here. Anybody else from the public would like to speak? Anybody else from the public would like to speak? And does anybody else in the public like to speak? Is it okay? I believe any just updates on the MFAC, Nancy, on any dates pending or anything like that?
I was not the contact with MFAC committee for the meetings. It was under the mayor and the chief of staff. I do believe from what I heard from people I know in the state, they're looking for a December meeting. I have not been notified of the date yet. I have informed the OPM and the MFAC committee that they need to update the email contacts to our mayor-elect, and I will forward them the chief of staff once I hear who's been appointed. But until this point in time, I do not have a date as of yet.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Nancy, for all the support and the information given to us.
Sometimes it's hard to grab it around, but you guys have been very patient.
I see that everything else needs a quorum. If anybody wants to make a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, one other thing. I just looked on the MFAC website. The next meeting for MFAC is December 13th at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, and that's through what, Mark?
That was right from the MFAC website.
They're going to have a Zoom?
Yes, I believe it's not Zoom, but I think it's...
It's WebEx, I believe.
Yes.
Okay. It's very similar to Zoom.
And it'll be posted on the Derby City site?
Once myself or the mayor or the chief of staff get a copy of that email, we'll be more than glad to send it out to you guys so any of you guys can join.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I'll send it now because it's actually the agenda is posted on their website.
Is the link on there as well?
I believe so. Yep.
Perfect, Mark. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
I'll try it again. I think I heard Ms. Patel with regard to adjournment. You make a motion?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Second?
I'll second it, Jennifer.
Okay. Nobody opposes? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Have a great holidays. Many blessings to all.
Thank you.
Same to you.
Have a great holiday. You as well.
Take care, everybody.
6:30.
Bye-bye. Have a great holiday.
6:30 p.m.